excited to appear. And I started rejoicing, and then the sun went away. What can I say? It's good to see you all. Some of you I've not seen in a while. And you know, I think that's what spring does. It brings people back, and it's fun. It's fun. I apologize for not having been present yesterday. I had a conference that I had to attend, and that was pre-scheduled, and it was just life got in the way. But, you know, somehow I prayed that, I'm not going to tell you what I prayed for. And then there was another day available for me to serve. So yes, I will make it my plan to be there next Saturday to be a part of the experience that I missed yesterday. It seems like you guys had a great time. And you know, it's wonderful. Last year, I was able to be a part of it. And it was always, it was a joyous experience. So without further ado, church, I'd like to invite you to a familiar passage found in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. We've taken a small pause from the study in the Epistle of James. We're not done yet. Pastor Stephen will bring a concluding word. I think we probably have two sermons, right? One. That and then the concluding sermon. That will be the concluding sermon. So we're taking a pause from James because, as you know, we are entering the season of Easter or Lent, to be more precise. We're entering the season. So we're going to preach from passages that align to the cross and the resurrection, as is typical of the season. So without further ado, would you please join me as we read together Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. Luke 19, verses 1 to 10. And we're reading from the New International Version, you can just join with me. We can read together. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man, too, is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This is the word of the Lord. Please be